One of the things I enjoy about living in Uptown New Orleans is cycling through Audubon Park and along the levee of the Mississippi River. Actually, yesterday afternoon, I got in a 45-minute ride. But did you know that according to bicycling.com, New Orleans ranks 19th among 50 U.S. cities that are the most bike-friendly? But did you also know that according to NOLA.com, New Orleans is the fifth worst U.S. city for bicycle deaths? And Louisiana ranks second among the 10 most dangerous states for cyclists. Welcome to the Bike Easy. I researched those statistics after I drove past a roadside memorial on Holy Thursday afternoon. I was returning from visiting someone in St. Bernard Parish Prison. I stopped on the corner of Elysian Fields and St. Claude Avenues to view a tangled mound of whitewashed wrecked bicycles on the neutral ground. You can read the article about this memorial in today's Times-Picayune. The roadside memorial was dedicated to every cyclist in New Orleans killed or injured by motorists. We call them ghost bikes. It's a tragic scene, isn't it? A roadside cross, bouquets of flowers, perhaps some candles, a stuffed animal or a jersey from the local high school, and mangled bicycles. Sometimes there's a hand-painted placard with a name and a date. You drive by and you get a quick mere glance. But you know there was a moment on this highway, street, or intersection when something horrific happened and a person or persons lost their lives. Unfortunately, from roadside memorials, highway deaths have become so common that some states are seeking alternatives. Delaware is one of several states providing alternatives to roadside memorials because traffic safety officers worry they are a dangerous distraction to drivers. And those who maintain these memorials are in harm's way. In most states, they are illegal, but officials rarely enforce the laws. Several states have implemented sign programs that offer a safer option to mark the site of a crash. Others have adopted laws limiting the time a memorial is allowed to remain on the side of the road. Still others offer to plant memorial trees at the sites of fatal accidents. Well, a long time ago, a mother lost a son. It's not likely, however, that she ever went back to the place where he died. Not much chance she wanted to sit by a cross like some mothers might do today. Our instinct to mark and remember upheaval, crisis, or life-changing events is a good one. Marking the places where significant life-altering events occur is an ancient practice. The very same instinct that drives people to the site of a crash may have carried Mary Magdalene and another Mary to the tomb early that Easter morning. And they came not with handmade crosses and flowers, but with oils and spices. They came not to set up a roadside memorial, but to care for the body of the one they followed. the one who loved and accepted them when no one else did. They came prepared to do the only thing they could think of to honor the memory of Jesus. The women went to the tomb of Jesus to visit the spot where their lives had changed. They wanted to remember and honor the one who had so significantly altered the trajectory of their lives. On this third day of the sacred Triduum, we too come to remember the moment when life and history changed forever. We come to remember that Jesus, the one who cares for us, who loves us and accepts us, even when it seems no one else does, has been raised from the dead. He is alive. Death has been defeated. Life wins. Thus, no memorials are needed. Maybe except one, our lives. By following Jesus, we offer our very lives as a living memorial to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. For the ancient disciples, following Jesus did not end at the cross. They followed Jesus after the resurrection. And the angel tells the women to tell the disciples to go to Galilee. There you will see him. Why Galilee? In Galilee, their home, the place where they first had been called by Jesus, where their journey with him had begun, there he would give them further instructions. This was their memorialization. They were to follow the Lord. They were to feed the flock. They were to baptize and make disciples. They had work to do, and all of it would help them to remember and to honor him. Well, Jesus likewise calls us to follow him in the places we know. In work, at school, in our families, in conversation with our friends and strangers, in ministry to our communities. The one who has shown us resurrected life calls us to share that new life with others. We're to tell others about what he has done for us and to offer them the love, grace, and healing we have received from him. Today, let us ask ourselves, what is my Galilee? Where is my Galilee? How do I remember it? And when have I gone off roads and paths which have made me forget it? To honor Jesus, to remember where our lives were changed forever, no memorial is needed. We celebrate Jesus instead with a changed and resurrected life. Jesus is alive and calling us to follow him today. Death has been defeated, life wins, no memorial needed. But is one needed? Except for the name that we claim, Catholic. The life of the risen Christ lives on in the sacramental life of Jesus Christ in our church. Those are our memorials. And for those who initiated last night at the Easter Vigil, Leanne Nicole Chin and Michael David Smith, that fountain of baptism was their Galilee. And this fount is your and my Galilee. It is where our life changed. And this is more than a mere roadside memorial. we will acknowledge that same reality of death and new life in Christ in just a moment when I ask you to renew your baptismal promises this Easter. And we gather, as we gather, week after week, to celebrate the summit of our sacramental life in this Eucharist as we fulfill the Lord's command. Do this in memory of me.